While Muqtada al-Sadr's militia was fighting with American soldiers, he criticized Iraqi politicians for collaborating with the United States. Now he says he's turning his own movement into a political party that could be involved in Iraqi elections, which are expected early next year. NPR's Deborah Amos is covering this story in Baghdad. And Deborah, why is Sadr changing strategy?
Well, Steve, perhaps it could be because we're about 2 weeks away from the handover of sovereignty, and Sadr appears to want to turn his popularity into something tangible. And he and his militia took a severe beating in the almost 2 months of running battles that he had with U.S. troops in southern Iraq. Yesterday's announcement was just another step in what we've seen as a series of conciliatory gestures. First, he met with the most popular cleric in the country, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, and that was their first meeting since he'd had those running battles. Soon after that, and for the first time, Sadr gave his guarded support to the new Iraqi caretaker government. Now, his conditions was that the government would set a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, and that looked like a bit of face-saving because that matter is taken care of in the United Nations resolution. And now, Sadr says he wants to become a statesman.
Well, then there's, of course, the issue of the murder charges against him. How does he get around that?
He waits for June 30th, and that is when U.S. authority will be quite different. They have talked quite clearly that he should face them. Yesterday, the new Iraqi president said on American television that Sadr does have a political role if he's cleared, but there's some suggestion here that he would face those charges in a religious court rather than a civil court. I think it's very unclear how that's going to be dealt with. Shia political leaders told us that they had meetings yesterday with Paul Bremer, the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority. So there's been lots of discussions about this. Shia politicians tell us their feeling is, as the saying goes, it's better to have Sadr in the tent rather than outside after June 30th. There's been lots of editorials today that congratulate his announcement. The real question, Steve, is can this guy develop a movement that has a political platform? You know, other parties here have discovered that you actually have to deliver to keep your popularity. And he really doesn't have a vision for the economy or security or providing any services. And his followers mostly live in the slums of Baghdad, and they desperately need something. So at the moment, what Sadr stands for is an Islamic government, and that's not a political platform.
Well, if he goes into the political business, Deborah, does that mean that he will actually go out of the militia or military attack business?
Well, that is a key test of his intentions. Sadr's militia has effectively stopped most development from going into Sadr City, which is his stronghold. They prevented the city council from making any plans there, spending any money in Sadr City. Moderate Shia political leaders say that even Sadr can change, and they are encouraging him. The real test could come specifically as early as July, when the Iraqis choose a legislative assembly and it's to advise the new government. Some of these politicians say that the Sadr movement, maybe not Sadr himself, needs to get a position in that particular body because that pulls him more and more into the political process.
Thanks. That's NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.